Hello and a very warm welcome to Engineered Unicorns, fantastic books for a magical lifestyle. My name is Sandy J and you are listening to Campus Radio Karlsruhe. Happy Pride Month! It's June 2022. As always, I first have an update for you, followed by two book recommendations. Now, in May, I didn't read a lot, which is due to the fact that there are major lifestyle changes ahead for me. And so I didn't have the time and the mind space to read a lot. Because of those major life changes, I will try to make a podcast every month, but I can't promise it. So best check our website or the Instagram channel for new episodes. Just a heads up. Now let's get to the book recommendations for you. One is by a German theoretical physicist. Her name is Sabine Hossenfelder, and her book is called Lost in Math, How Beauty Leads Physics Astray. It was published in 2018. There will be a new book by her out in a few months. But Lost in Math is her older book. It has very high ratings, and personally, I wouldn't talk about it if I wouldn't want to recommend it to you. The other book that I want to recommend to you is Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett, because they have released new audiobooks. They are Penguin Random House, and they got very, very well-known actors for the series. Indira Varma and Bill Nighy read Weird Sisters. There have been audiobooks of these books before, and while the narrator is quite good from what I've heard, the audio quality isn't that on point. But back to the physics book, because that's what I want to talk about most. Over the last months, I've read a ton of nonfiction books, and the thing is, I also read physics books, several of those. I had in my TBR for years. The German title of Lost in Math is actually a play on a title of one popular physics book. In this case, I even like the German title more. The German title is Das hässliche Universum, and it's a play on the Elegant Universe by Brian Greene. Those two books, the one by Sabine Hossenfelder and by Brian Greene, are talking about physics, talks about the supersymmetry theory. Supersymmetry is very basic theory about the particles that make up the universe. And it's one of the main theories currently where they are looking into proving it with experiments. Unfortunately, they don't find it. They don't find supersymmetric particles at the Large Hadron Collider, which just restarted in Switzerland. And the theoretical physicists are kind of lost because of this. And Sabine Hossenfelder is skeptical of this theory because they don't find any hints that it works like this. And currently the main thing with theoretical physics is that the theory has to be beautiful. Unfortunately, they can't prove those beautiful theories. Beautiful in a mathematical sense, it has to be. And that's why it's called Lost in Math. The thing is, supersymmetry is a very beautiful theory, but they don't find anything that's saying this is true. And there's another theory that goes in this direction, which is called string theory. And it's also very beautiful, but there's a great chance that it never can be proven with experiments, which is unusual for physics, because normally you have the theory and then you test it. Albert Einstein had the theory that there will be gravitational waves. It was proven. We found it. So they found gravitational waves. But with supersymmetry and with string theory, their only guiding thing for the theoretical physicists is beauty. And on the other hand, there's a standard model of physics, and it's ugly mathematically. But it's proven. And Sabine Hossenfelder and another theoretical physicist called Lee Smolin, which I have also read, are making the point that if you can't prove it, it's not really a good theory. Because if you can't prove it, it's just, you know, mind games. as I've said before, she's a theoretical physicist and she wanted to understand why the physics community is so adamant about it, that it has to be supersymmetry or it has to be string theory. So she goes on a search to find out why they are so enamored with those theories. And it's highly interesting. She makes more than one valid point. There have been other theories, but often they are not even taught anymore at the universities because they are sidelined, because they are not so beautiful. And that's wrong, because they are viable theories that are testable. And so maybe you should look into them and develop them further. But for that, you need grants. For that, you need the time and space to do that. And because of the way that academia is structured currently, that's made almost impossible. You have to go outside of those tight circles to think about this stuff. And that's a point that not only Lee Smolin made in The Trouble with Physics, but also Sabine Hossenfelder. And in her case, the book is much more fun to read than Lee Smolin's The Trouble with Physics. She explains certain concepts, in my opinion, better than he did, because I remember distinctly that I had a problem with understanding the pilot wave theory in Lee Smolin's book, but she explained it in a way that I could grasp, and so I like this more. This is why I'm really recommending Lost in Math, How Beauty Leads Physics Astray by Sabine Hossenfelder, if you want to look further into and how academia is currently also in trouble, kind of. Then Lee Smolin is also a book to read. It's, if you are in academia, I have to warn you to read Lee Smolin, because it hits the point. And it's so that makes it a bit uncomfy to read. While Sabine Hossenfelder's Lost in Math, somehow she makes it very enjoyable and it's funny in parts. And on the other hand, she explains the concept and you see her point. And so I highly recommend her book. And there's also a new book coming out later this year by her, and I will definitely read it. So Sabine Hossenfelder, Lost in Math, How Beauty Leads Physics Astray. Highly recommended. The other book that I want to recommend to you is actually relatively old. It's by Terry Pratchett, Weird Sisters, and it was just re-released as a new audiobook with Indira Verma and Bill Nighy as readers. And Weird Sisters is one of the main books of the Witches series by Terry Pratchett. All of those books are Discworld novels. I heard about those new releases of audiobooks because I just saw it on YouTube, because the publisher had put up a very interesting video about the process of them making the audiobooks. They are actually doing all the Terry Pratchett books as an audiobook. So far, only the Witcher series is out. They have different actors and actresses for certain characters that are part of all the books, and then they have main readers for the books itself, for the stories. And Indira Verma is reading the whole book, and Bill Nighy is reading the footnotes in all of the books, because the footnotes, if you know Terry Pratchett, you know that footnotes are very important and highly amusing. So they are quite important, and so they made a point to have him for all the footnotes. There's also an actor for all the scenes with death. So I'm looking forward to certain other books when they come out. Since it's more than 40 books, they are producing them on and on, and I don't know when the next books will come out. But Weird Sisters is out and the whole Witches series is out so far, and the whole Witches series is read by Indira Verma. And Weird Sisters is kind of the first real Witches books. There's another book called Equal Rights, and that was released before Weird Sisters, but it's not really the Witches series because there's only one of the witches in it. Weird Sisters is essentially a retelling of Macbeth by Shakespeare. As you may remember, in Macbeth, he also had three witches. And they were just side characters in that book, but in this book, they're the main characters. And they are absolutely funny. There's Nanny Ogg, there's Granny, and then there's Margaret, and they are the witches. And then there's a king who gets murdered, and his son is rescued and brought to the witches. And the witches make sure that the son is safe. From there, the whole story evolves because the king that's dead is becoming a ghost and has his own troubles to get along with this whole state of being dead. And the new king doesn't like the whole country where it's happening, and the whole country therefore doesn't like him because the country in itself has apparently also its own mind. And so this whole thing ensues, this whole story develops from there. Terry Pratchett took the main story from Macbeth and then ran with it. And the main part are the sisters, in quotes, sisters, because they're witches. And they are very distinct personalities, and it's highly amusing to read this. And I absolutely enjoy the narration by Indira Varma. And so if you just want a book which is funny, where you know the storyline and where you want to have witches that are highly amusing and are on the good side of the story, then this is definitely a book for you. I highly recommend it. Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett, and the other witches books too. I also get the next book, which is Witches Abroad. Anyway, so my two book recommendations for you are Sabine Hossenfelder, Lost in Math, How Beauty Leads Physics Astray, and Terry Pratchett, Weird Sisters, read by Indira Varma and Bill Nighy. The other book that I talked about was The Trouble with Physics by Lee Smolin, which is a half recommendation. Yeah, so the new episode will be probably out in July. As I've said before, no promises. This was Engineered Unicorns, fantastic books for a magical lifestyle. My name is Sandy J. Music, as always, is by Erwin Schmidt. And here soon.